You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Look at this. Friday. It's Friday, y'all. And the one-star strip club reviews. And then we got a few things to record after the show, and then we are done for a month. We're going off the grid. No, I'm kidding with that. But there is a...
what do we have to record?
Podcast. And a couple of commercials, yeah, I think. But...
Boy, that pisses me off.
There's a podcaster guy who takes, I think it's either a month or 2 months off every summer. He calls it going off the grid. Yeah. Yeah, man, I think that would drive me nuts, though. Ooh. 2 months off, just sitting around, not doing anything.
People say we take too much vacation.
It'd be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, but see, I'm not lazy, though. That's I always have to be moving and doing something. You know, I can't just sit around and like watch, binge watch a TV show or anything.
Right.
That's not who I am. I mean,
can't do it.
People complain all the time. Why don't you please just sit down for a minute? Those things will wait. I just can't do it.
It's like please. Alabama says.
I can't do it.
You're in a hurry to get things done.
So.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
But that guy's name is Dave Rubin, is his name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
He's a handsome gay man.
Yeah, he's gay.
I know.
But he is a good-looking man.
Yeah, he is. And he's got one of the best lines about not being homophobic. He goes, and if he's criticizing somebody who's gay, he'll say, and I don't have anything against the gays. My husband's gay.
Good line.
That's funny.
It's a very good line.
My husband's gay. Ooh. I'll be like, wait a minute. What? Hold on.
You got me all twisted and turned around upside down.
So you was talking about the gays, and I liked where you was going. Then, I think you may have misspoke. All right, so one-star strip club reviews.
Yeah, this is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from the internet from real strip clubs across America. We'll start in Greenville, South Carolina, at a place called the Trophy Club. Tony left a one-star review. The club is moderately high-end. The girls are just meh. But I did see Farrah Abraham here.
Ooh.
Oh,
the parking lot is dangerous. One star.
Okay. Wow. Especially when Farrah's in town.
I like he's tried to give him I'm going to bash him. I'm going to give him one star. But I did see Farrah Abraham here.
Stop flexing.
So what's he doesn't really have a complaint other than the parking lot is dangerous.
The girls are meh.
Yeah.
It's an upscale club, but the girls are meh.
Yeah. So. But I will say credit where credit's due. I saw Miss Farrah Abraham there.
That might.
It was the night of my life.
Yeah. Maybe you will like it. Then we'll go to Richmond, Virginia, to a place called the Paper Moon. John left a one-star review. Wish I could give this place 0 stars. They don't tell you about the 2-drink minimum until you've already paid the cover charge and are seated. They constantly push you to buy more drinks, and the dancers weren't even dancing. Athena, I think her name is, actually gave everyone in the club the finger when nobody was tipping. Absolutely will not be
Did
back.
Did you stand on the stage and just do a circle around the middle finger?
I got some for all y'all.
Yeah.
Question though, you pay a cover charge and then there's a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah.
Typically, The drink minimum comes because there's no cover, right?
Yeah, or they tell you when you go, that's a $10, $20 cover and a 2-drink minimum before you pay for it, so you have the opportunity to go, no, I don't, that's a little too steep.
Yeah, that just seems wrong, though. It's like, here's a cover charge, and then you've got to buy 2 drinks. Like, it's a kind of a one or the other thing with me.
And then he says, absolutely will not be back. I also, when I wrote a review on their Facebook page, they tried to harass me to get me to take it down. Completely unprofessional, 1-star.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be messing with strip club in that way.
So he filed this complaint, and he does the 1-star review on this, and then went to their Facebook page to file a complaint.
I will be telling Facebook about this.
But can't they take it off? They wouldn't have to have him remove the complaint, would they, on Facebook?
Yeah, you can leave public reviews on businesses that aren't, unless they include, like, things that Facebook doesn't like cussing and stuff like that. Yeah, that's just what happens. Then we'll go to Point Harbor, North Carolina, a place called Headlights. James left a 1-star review. The girls are cute. If you like girls with the bodies of 12-year-old boys, bad attitudes, and no tits.
We kind of got that with the first body like 12-year-old boys.
Right. But they are very flexible. The best woman in here is the bartender, but she doesn't even dance. 1-star.
Very flexible.
They are very flexible.
That's why, you know, when I'm picking a strip club to go to, I got to make sure the dancers are flexible.
I like them when they're flexible.
Well, so. I got news for you. They ain't so flexible when they got big old titties.
Well, maybe so.
He's complaining about something.
Maybe so. Then we'll go to Los Angeles, California, to a place called Foreplay. Tom left a 1-star review. Horrible place. Don't waste your money. Very expensive and not what they advertise. $20 for a soda and water? Girls are super pushy, and they're not even good looking. I got in trouble for taking a selfie, and they made me delete it. 1-star. You imagine?
Yeah, this place is so bad, he had to take a selfie.
Let me just send this to my friend. Guess where I'm at, P-words. Student tits, you're not. Deal with it. Loser. I mean, a selfie in a strip club, that's another level. Love that.
2:45 in the afternoon. I got nobody in my face right now.
What's up, peckerheads?
Oh, you jealous son of bitches.
How's your spreadsheet coming out?
Yeah, check out her spreadsheet.
Yeah. That's right. Plus, I just had an 8-ounce ribeye and baked potato.
Hell yeah. It's amazing,
isn't it? $4.99.
Hell yeah. It was not bad. We'll go to Fantasies in Colton, California. Daniel left a 1-star review. The worst strip club I have ever been to. The girls don't know how to dance, and they're not friendly at all. One girl said $40 for one dance in the VIP and then tried to charge me $80. I would not pay $80. I only paid 40. And the guy working there said, I should slap the F out of you and knock your damn glasses off. All in all, do not recommend the place, and I will not go again.
So what if they got the other 40 out of them?
I don't know if they did. I love that as a threat. I will knock your damn glasses off.
Slap you.
I'll slap the F out of you. He wrote it out. Hey, Four Eyes. It's $80. Take it or leave it.
Use them damn Hubble telescopes on your head.
Give her the money or get your ass whipped.
Yeah, you should be outside burning ants with them things, you son of a bitch.
I know you can see how pissed I am with them thick-ass glasses.
That's right. Damn fish bowls on your face.
You should be outside burning ants. Good line.
Nerd.
Shut up, nerd. Paid $40.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not going to effing nerd-ass glasses right off your face.
I get my buddies 80. In here and we'll pull your damn drawers over your head.
Swirly time. Then we'll go to Columbus, Ohio at a place called Columbus Gold. Josh left a 1-star review. This club is pure trash. The drinks are marked up and watered down. The bouncers there are rude, want to be tough guys, and they try to be intimidating. The strippers are dirty. They smell, and I haven't seen so many saggy tits in my life. I left there and got on Pornhub. It's cheaper and way less drama. 1-star. Drama. You are the drama. I got a feeling.
Yeah, and you are. I mean, the drama. How much of a brag as that.
Yeah.
I left there and got on Pornhub. So I went, left the strip club, went straight home, started looking at porn. So that'll show them.
Gotcha.
Red scent out of me.
I was ready to spend a good amount of money.
Next time. We'll go to Skin Cabaret in Scottsdale, Arizona. Alex left a 1-star review. This effing place is a dump. $10 for a Coke, and the drinks are garbage. The women here are all skinny, and only one dancer has a thick ass and chest. The rest are all twigs. The bouncer walks around with big arms and shoulders and thinks he's about something. He has skipped leg day his whole life in real extra.
How do you know that?
The bouncer.
Is he wearing shorts?
Some guys you can even tell in jeans because they wear tight jeans.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
You can see the little legs.
And then these dickhead bouncers freak out if you even put your hands on the women when you're trying to get a dance. Because my hand is on her leg. What's the point of a lap dance? Most of the girls are ignorant. Aries, the dancer, she's the best one there. They don't give $1 for change. It's all $2 bills. If you use the ATM there, they charge you a $20 fee per $100 you take out. Close this place down. Skip this place. 1-star.
Wow.
I have heard the 20.
Every 100, they charge you 20.
The 20% thing. And I think even if you go make change of 100 at the bar, that's the same thing. 20% off the
they
top.
They do give you the $2 bills at most of them, right?
I've never had that. I've been to very few strip clubs, but I've never had $2 bills given to me.
How much does the coin thing charge you when you take all your coins up to
coin
the star? Machine?
I don't know. It's a percentage of something, but I'm not sure
it was
what
like
it is.
7% or something.
Yeah, but not 20.
No.
I don't think it's damn 20.
20 is excessive.
Well, make sure you got plenty of cash when you come.
I guess.
Let's see.
You know?
Wow. CoinStar can take up to 12.5% of the value of the coins you're exchanging, plus a transaction fee of 50 cents.
Yeah, I was going to do that before, and they take too much. It was worth rolling them.
Yeah.
It's never been worth rolling them for me. I'm like, screw it, just get it done. Because I know if I take all this change back home, I'm not going to roll this shit.
Plus you're on E.
Right.
Yeah. I need it now.
Plus, I'm on E.
You don't have enough gas to get home.
Shell station's right there.
The only thing I'm rolling is this empty-ass car home.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Buying gas with change is the worst.
Yeah. Then we'll just wrap up in Indianapolis, Indiana, at a place called Silk, the Show Club. Sean left a 1-star review. If you like girls that just got out of rehab or prison, then this is your place. The owner's on house arrest, and there's a bigger blonde dancer in there selling cocaine. Very sketchy place and very small. Most of the girls can't dance for shit, and they're offbeat. They have girl customers coming in talking to all the guy customers. The owner should not allow that because the dancers pay to work here. It's their job. But other than that, this place is trash. Don't waste your time or your money. The drinks suck. The bartenders act like they hate their lives and don't want to be there. The only good thing about this place is the music. It really swings. 1-star.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.